a plaque somewhere in the picture of President Arthur Brace down here. Anyway, it met here several years in the Clinton House. Clinton House was fairly new and nice place. And people came from the southeastern region for a weekend of discussion on various aspects of testing. So we had a pretty good profile. But I looked here, and it was 1959 with the meeting in Pittsburgh where I remember being on the program there. So I probably was right. That must be around 58.
Well, the 1958 then, Clinton had standards.
Of course, we were already known, you know. And I have a file at all these meetings. When I was president of the National Association, I think I spoke. Of course, it wasn't about testing then so much, but later on, I went to 26 different state or regional areas, you know. But this was prior to that time, and you see, Dr. Evers had told you when you passed the 1.6, well, again, this is because we had some exposure to testing, but when you passed it in 65, we went up on Sunday, and I guess they passed it Monday or Tuesday. And they didn't have anything to anybody to take it home. They didn't have an office tag to run it. And I had a letter here. The assistant out there in the office, she remembered the occasion too. Anyway, so he volunteered that we would bring it home. So the 1.6, all the files, all in. I still got them back downstairs because when I retired, nobody was about thrown away. You know, I kept them. A few weeks ago, I had to dig them out from under the house. But here's all the conference tables, the institutional tables, the whatever the committee had approved to get going.
Mm-hmm.
So we kept them here for a year. And they moved to Kansas City. And, but then the committee, and I largely ran it. We met frequently, Jim Weaver and so forth. Met out there, and we'd approved these. That went on for several years to keep approving new tables and so forth. So, I was then, later on, about that time, I guess, a vice president. American Restaurant Association. And so we thought it'd be well if we had a member on the committee, so they made a permanent spot on Committee on Academic Testing and Quality, the NCAA, for the representative from the American Restaurant Association. It's still that way. It's still a spot.
Yes.
At Pittsburgh, they, that's all right. If I had the catalog and admissions officer, there's one in the vault, the whole file there. You just look back and see. In front of the catalog, I don't have them all. That thing. It's a 20 is required, you know, it's admission requirement. So the first time you see SATs, that's the year. But as I recall, it was pretty short after 65 we got started. Mm-hmm. With Dr. Edwards' support and the board. And so. I say that's the way. I forgot how many years we ran on that using leased equipment, so leased test.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, of course, I don't recall the day, sometime in the 60s we joined college board. And so then people, see at that time they weren't available, so if you were going to require it, you had to make it available. And I recall the figure of 40. I know we had a long list. We gave it all up.
Yeah, well, 40 had been about one place in every county.
That's right. But see, your size, college board is given normally five times a year, not in every place, but there's five national tests there.
Right.
And so you can't just give it one time, just like 1.6, people didn't really want it to. Well, it snowed this day in Montana. Wasn't any way we could get there. So we let them use, the term is residual test. Residual is something you can keep on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And so we let those
schools at state where it's not available. So they wouldn't have an excuse. We let them for the first few years use a residual test on campus, scored on campus, and reviewed and reported the scores of them sent, the sheets then sent to the College Board for verification. But that's what we were doing with censoring, was using a residual test that we leased them outright, not by institution.
Okay, so Clemson, then, Clemson, after the CMP study, began to develop a system of testing for admission, one of the first state institutions in the nation to have minimum standards, that Clemson was active in adopting rules, minimum standards for student athletes through the ACC conference, and that at Clemson there are no courses that athletes can be enrolled in other than regular courses, except for a remedial English course at this time.
All students have to enter a major.
And have to attend the regular course sessions in that major.
Right.
I know, some special tutoring for athletes to help them, but there's no special courses themselves.
No.
And there's no lower entrance exam, scores acceptable for athletes than there are for regular students, I would assume.
of the most important factors in assisting some institutions in their attempt to improve academic standards. Well, I think it did. That was my whole thesis theme, speaking as College Board, was the fact this had a great impact on testing. I said, here where we're at, 20th anniversary, virtually, 20th anniversary. And back then, College Board, of course, had been running for years, back since the 30s. It hadn't been accepted much in the South, mainly New England, the Ivy League. But ACT was just a morning. And sometime in the 70s, I was somewhere at a meeting in Iowa. The president of ACT says, it is 1970. They had then that year tested 1 million people. They didn't start for 57, but that growth was primarily, a lot of it stimulated by the 1.6. Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, all through that Montana, that gave them a boost. Well, the whole thing you keep saying throughout the discussion was institutional integrity. You know, that's what we're trying to. That was the basis for the argument against for any of the NCAA. We were just trying to do a better job of selecting students. I think there's a wave now. People say, well, not everyone needs to go to college. I've seen that in print right a few weeks. Not everyone's prepared to absorb a college education. Our standards weren't very high, but at least we were beginning. I mean, I'm talking about institutional testing. I don't recall how many people we failed to admit, but it helped the schools, the high schools, to require these courses. Because in addition to that, we had been using placement tests. Students were placed in remedial English or math on the basis of a test. That was a beside interest testing. Now, the thing I'm real proud of, in fact, Clemson was given an award down at the College Board meeting. Walter Cox came down there, and John Cadet didn't accept it, for the use of the College Board Advanced Placement Program, which we started way back down there. I use it as a recruiting device because if you can offer a student a semester's credit, I mean, it's legitimate. We're right way up there. We have been fourth and fifth in the Southeast, the number of students. I mean, we're using practically the same standards. I say we are using the same standards. It's grade 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then all who give a credit for the freshman course were the 3. And 5, 3, 4, 5, that's what it's 5, 5, 5, 4, 3. And so we were given a plaque down there a few weeks ago for our College Board Advanced Placement Program. We started way back yonder in probably early 70s. And John Knievy got interested in it, and he now heads the math department. He now is the head of that program for College Board. He just made a speech out in about last fall, and to the College Board meeting, in which he recognized that Dr. Edwards, I've got the speech downstairs. He said,
I've got it. Yeah, I've got a copy of the speech.
That's another aspect of testing, and that was a good recruiting device. You can give a scholarship. Now, if you can give a man 6, 9, or even 18 credits, and some of them now getting 24 and whatever. Of course, the colleges, the high schools are teaching more college courses. Back then, Spartanburg was one of the high schools, was one of the leaders in the state. And their 12th grade people this, and it paid off for us. We attracted better students, a good recruiting device, and nobody ever complained. Mr. Fackman ever complained to them. I remember one faculty member, one department head, he would occasionally read the papers in English, and they looked so good as a two that he talked to them and then give them credit. But 5, 4, and 3 were automatic. And you see, we do this in the fall now, and kind of early admission.
Well, that, you know, if you can give somebody an entire semester, it might not be a scholarship, but it's the same thing as one. I mean, you're taking off, you know, 1/8 of the cost that they're going
to. My school admissions could tell you what it is now, how many. I didn't know them all because whenever we had the Board of Books, that's something I always hammered home on because we stood high on that one, and we were a leader in that in the Southeast, as I say, we were recognized.
Okay, what else can you say to pick it up and take it home?
Well, I have a reputation for testing spilled over into my personal involvement in the NCAA, I guess to the large extent. The American Red Cross Association, she was a little fan there. Became national president, I don't know. I was vice president for 5 years. But anyway, the NCAA, I think, is a, well, I take some credit for it. But NCAA and the American Red Cross Association got to working together. As I say, we have a slot on that committee, which is the representative from, if you use their vice president, for the time I went off, the representative of Michigan. Worked in Michigan, took it over. And so that ties in the two together. You have the people who are actually working with these things, the NCAA. We also work together on scholarship. I spent 6 years of American Scholarship Awards Committee.
Mm-hmm.
Same. I guess most pleasant job I had was getting out. Steve Fuller, you know,
mm-hmm.
Ben Anderson, they used to tell me I'd already had enough Fuller. We had some good students while they were nice. Sorry I don't have these definite dates for you.
Well, that's okay. You got to, you know, you point me in the right direction and I'll go out
well,
there.
Well, I went in a year on that other.
I'll go be out there.
758.
Yeah, I'll go get the catalog on that.
Well, we have the, what catalog has it? How about the minutes of trustee meeting?
Minutes of trustee meeting. I've got to get to those for a couple other things I'm looking at anyway, and I'll just include that as the...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not up there. I can just put my hand right on it.